From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, it's nice for me to meet you again in our program, and today we have prepared you some segments such as the news and other Indonesian songs, so stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries releases Indonesian fishermen detained by Malaysian authority. Russia sends cargo planes with medical equipment, medics to Italy as part of coronavirus fight. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries successfully released a number of Indonesian fishermen who were seized by the Malaysian Maritime Enforcement Agency, APPM. It was stated by Director General of Marine and Fisheries Resources Surveillance, Tubagus Heru Wahyu, in Jakarta on Sunday, March 22. The Director General explained that the release of Indonesian fishermen detained by the Malaysian authority is one of the responsibilities of the Directorate General of Marine and Fisheries Resources Surveillance instructed by Minister of Maritime Affairs and Resources Edi Prabowo. He pointed out that in accordance with the instruction of Minister Edi Prabowo, the release of Indonesian fishermen shows the commitment of the Indonesian Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries not only to eradicating illegal fishing, but also to protecting Indonesian fishermen. The Russian military has sent 7 planes carrying humanitarian assistance for Italy to help it fight the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. 9 Russian military cargo planes in total will arrive in Italy over the next few days. The aid was assembled on short notice after President Vladimir Putin called Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte to offer Russian aid to the European country, which the former gladly accepted. The cargo base of the II-76 NATO reporting name Candid, military cargo planes are loaded with personal protection suits, medical equipment needed for treatment, and mobile sanitizing devices that will be used to clear public transport and streets of the dormant virus. The help doesn't stop there. Along with humanitarian aid, Moscow is also sending around 100 specialists trained in treating virus infections and stopping pandemics. According to the Russian Ministry of Defense, these highly experienced experts work to tackle anthrax outbreaks and took part in developing a vaccine for the Ebola virus, which claimed the lives of over 11,000 people in its last outbreak. Syria on Sunday confirmed its first case of coronavirus in a person who had come from abroad. Health Minister Nizar al-Yazigi told state media necessary measures had been taken regarding the 20-year-old woman who, he said, would be quarantined for 14 days and given medical checks. As quoted by the Jakarta Post, there have been unconfirmed reports in recent weeks of coronavirus cases in Syria, whose health system, housing, and infrastructure have been ravaged by 9 years of civil war, but the authorities have denied any outbreak. Damascus announced a ban on public transport on Sunday, March 22, as it stepped up a lockdown introduced in recent days, including the closure of schools, parks, restaurants, and various public institutions, as well as calling off army conscription. Medics say the country is also vulnerable with thousands of Iranian-backed militias fighting alongside the forces of President Bashar al-Assad, who maintain a strong presence in main cities and have their headquarters in the Damascus Shiite suburb of Sayyida Zainab. German Chancellor Angela Merkel will quarantine herself at home after being treated by a doctor who has tested positive for the novel coronavirus, government spokesman Stephen Seibert said. Earlier in the day, the chancellor said that the government and the federal states agreed to tighten measures regarding freedom of movement of citizens in the country due to the epidemiological situation. The number of people infected with the novel coronavirus in Germany has increased to more than 23,974 cases, and the number of fatalities has reached 92, according to Johns Hopkins University. The World Health Organization declared the COVID-19 outbreak a pandemic on 11 March. About 318,000 people have been infected with the coronavirus worldwide, with over 13,700 fatalities, Johns Hopkins University's website shows. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. Head of the budget agency at the Indonesian House of Representatives, Mulyadi, said that the state budget must be used properly to handle the coronavirus COVID-19 in a bid to maintain the national economy. Mulyadi, in a press statement received in Jakarta on Sunday, March 22, suggested that the state budget must be allocated for the handling of the coronavirus COVID-19 instead of being allocated for non-priority sectors such as infrastructure development. In addition, he elaborated that the Indonesian government must strengthen coordination and support the readiness of human resources and medical equipment in a bid to tackle the virus. The head of the budget agency pointed out that in a bid to avoid panic amid the coronavirus outbreak, the government must also provide one-gate information system to disseminate information about the coronavirus to the public. He also called on the Indonesian people not to panic in facing the outbreak and completely trust the government for the handling of the virus. Member of Commission 9 at the Indonesian House of Representatives, Muhammad Devi Bijak, called on the Indonesian government to disseminate the pre-employment card comprehensively to the public, which has been launched by President Joko Widodo's administration recently. It was said by Muhammad Devi Bijak in his press statement received in Jakarta on Sunday, March 22. He also reminded that the registration of the pre-employment card for public would be opened in April 2020. Therefore, he called on the Indonesian citizens to keep searching for the updates of the program through the official platform of the pre-employment card so that the information will be accurate. Previously, Indonesian Minister for Coordinating Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto said that the pre-employment card is one of the alternative solutions for the society amid the instruction to stay at home in response to the coronavirus outbreak. The last item. The Hajj dormitory in Pondok Gede, East Java, will be turned into an isolation facility for those who have been infected by the coronavirus or COVID-19. Minister of Religious Affairs Fahrul Razi has symbolically handed over one of the Hajj dormitory buildings on Sunday to be turned into isolation rooms of the Hajj Hospital Jakarta. In a statement received in Jakarta on Sunday, March 22, the dormitory building that will be turned into COVID-19 handling isolation facility was handed over to Chairman of the Jakarta Hajj Hospital, Sharif Hasan Lutfi. In addition, the minister also handed over more than 3 billion rupiah worth of aid and personal protective equipment in the form of masks and hazmat suits, which came from the Ministry of Religious Affairs Task Force on COVID-19 handling. The Minister of Religious Affairs, in his remarks, expressed his appreciation toward the doctors and medical personnel in the Jakarta Haji Hospital, who has worked tirelessly to serve the community and handle the COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, Chief of the Jakarta Haji Hospital COVID-19 Task Force, Mahesa, explained the handling procedures of patients who had been diagnosed with positive coronavirus infection in his hospital. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Commentary. Today's commentary is on keeping safe distance to control COVID-19 spread. The number of positive cases of coronavirus or COVID-19 in Indonesia increases day by day since the first two positive cases of COVID-19 were announced by President Joko Widodo on March the 2nd. The increase in the number of positive cases of COVID-19 in Indonesia should not be regarded as a trivial case. One cause of the spread of the coronavirus-19 is through droplets such as sneezing, coughing, or talking to other people at close range. The droplets can fall into the face of the interlocutor or an adjacent person. In addition, the droplets can also go to various surfaces of objects, which are then held or touched by other people, which thereby may increase the possibility of transmission. To prevent this, social distancing or keeping distance is very important. In Indonesia, the central and regional governments have socialized the importance of social distancing to control the spread of COVID-19. In his address at Bogor Palace in West Java on Sunday, President Joko Widodo appealed for the public to begin social distancing amid the rapid rate of coronavirus-19 transmission. Social distancing can be done by limiting face-to-face and hand contacts, avoiding crowds, reducing unnecessary outdoor activities. In addition, people are instructed to do work, study, and worship at home. This is applied by schools, universities, and offices that ask students and their employees to carry out activities through online. Government spokesperson for the handling of coronavirus-19, Ahmad Yuryanto, in Jakarta on Sunday, said that the public increasingly understood the application of social distancing, although it still needed to be improved. Social distancing is not only an appeal, but also an order that must be obeyed by all elements of society so that the spread of the coronavirus is not increasingly rampant. Based on the World Health Organization's recommendations, people have to stay at home. They are advised not to leave the house if there is an urgent business. Compliance with this appeal is important because it is known that in some places, the spread of COVID-19 is quite fast because the people are reluctant to comply with the appeal. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program today in history starts from an event on March 23, 1950 on World Meteorology Day. World Meteorology Day, or better known as World Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Day, was established based upon the Convention of March 23, 1950 about the establishment of the United Nations Agency for Meteorology, namely the World Meteorological Organization. The commemoration of World Meteorology Day shows the important contribution of National Meteorology and Hydrology Service for the safety and prosperity of society. The event is commemorated by 188 member states of the World Meteorology Organization through various activities across the world. The next event is in 1978 on the inauguration of Adam Malik as the third Vice President of Indonesia. Adam Malik began his career as a journalist and national movement figure. In 1963, he began his journey in the cabinet as Minister of Trade. Deputy Admiral of Operation 1 and the highest command of economic operation. In 1964, he was the Indonesian delegate at the Trade and Development Commission of the United Nations. Adam Malik reached the peak of his career when he was appointed as the Indonesian Vice President by People's Consultative Assembly on March 28, 1978, succeeding Hamengkubuwono IX. The last event is in 2005 when the first Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Kuan Yew passed away. Lee Kuan Yew was Singaporean Prime Minister from 1959 to 1990. He was still considered as an influential politician despite of his resignation as the Prime Minister. During Goh Chok Tong's administration, Lee Kuan Yew was a senior minister. Lee Kuan Yew passed away in Singapore on March 23, 2015. Due to pneumonia. Before his death, his condition got more critical since he was hospitalized on February 5, 2015. That was Today in History.
Ku tutup mata, hindari pagi, tenggelam di dalam kalau tak pasti, aku hiraukan suara hati yang ingin berlari. Rindukan mentari. Sepi, musim berganti dan ku masih begini. Namun kau buka pintu hatiku dengan sentuhan kasih. Ku tak sama lagi.
Ah, ah, ah.
was a song by Monita Tahlia featuring Gaby entitled Tak Sendiri or Not Alone. And after this, we are going to give you information in our program My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia is on government increases naval industry capacity building. The Indonesian government is determined to improve the competitiveness of domestic shipping industry by strengthening its capacity to meet the needs of the fisheries sector, Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita, as released by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Thursday, said that the national shipping industry had made some progress. It includes increasing the number of shipyards to more than 250, with a production capacity of around 1 million deadweight tonnages per year for new production and up to 12 million per year for ship repairs. Looking ahead, he hopes that the production capacity for building new and repairing old ships can continue to be increased. Moreover, the shipping industrial shipyard is one of the strategic sectors that has a vital role to boost national economic growth. However, the Minister of Industry reminded that a conducive investment climate is an absolute requirement. This is the government's concern so that the operational continuity and productivity of the shipping industry sector can be more optimal. Thereby, the ministry continues to encourage increased investment for the domestic shipyard industry sector, while also spurring its utilization. This is aimed at not only to meet the needs of the domestic market, but also to fill the export market. For that matter, the government will provide assistance in funding the production process. He said, besides being labor-intensive and technology-intensive, shipyard industry characteristics are also capital-intensive. Minister Agus Gumiwang added that his side continued to invite shipping industry players in the country to take advantage of modern technology, especially those related to technological developments in the Industrial Era 4.0. In a limited meeting some time ago, President Joko Widodo gave an example of ship construction technology using flat plates that made it possible to make fishing boats that are safe and cheap. This will be the focus of the government in applying research results that are connected to the industrial world. Previously, President Joko Widodo requested the strengthening of the national shipping industry so that its competitiveness would increase. During a limited meeting on Indonesian maritime policy through a video conference at the State Palace in Jakarta on Thursday, President Jokowi called on shipping industry to continue to be strengthened. The competitive capacity of the national shipping industry should be improved to support the fishing industry. That was My Indonesia.
Janganlah kau berkata benci, walau hatimu tak sudi. Biarkanlah anganku ikut bayang-bayangmu kemana saja. Pernah ku tahu
you're still with us in our program. Don't forget, after this, we are going to take you to visit Kangean Island in our program, Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to introduce you Kangean Island in East Java. Kangean Islands are located in the eastern part of Madura Island, East Java Province. The islands consist of several provinces, Kangean, Sapakean, Seibus, and Mamburut Islands. Kangean Islands cover an area of 487 square kilometers. Although the islands enter in the area of Sumenep Regency on Madura Island and also located in the northern part of Bali Island, there are some differences among Kangean, Madura, and Bali. Kangean people mention themselves as Kangean people whose language is different from Madurese and Balinese languages. Kangean Islands have beautiful beach with undersea panorama. Various kinds of fish color the sea nature. On the islands, there are beautiful coral reefs. Because of the beauty, Kangean Islands used to be recorded as place of the best fifth coral reef in Indonesia. You can rent a boat to go around the islands. Usually, the ship's captain also serves as a guide. Listeners, if you want to travel to Kangean Islands by public transportation from Surabaya, you have to take the route from Bungurais Terminal to Sumenep Terminal. It takes around 4 hours. Then, from Sumenep Terminal, you must rent public transportation to Kalianget Seaport. Arriving at the Kalianget Seaport, you must go by speedboat to cross the Kangean around 4 to 5 hours. That was our segment, Indonesian Wonder, featuring Kangean Island in East Java. Tomorrow we will meet again with other interesting topics. That was Indonesian Wonder.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Percaya dalam gelap, sinarkan menyala.
berhenti berhenti.
Oh, selama tali harapan terikat di hati. Oh,
tak akan ku berhenti mengarungi deras hidup ini. Dalam gelap
sinar kau menyala,
harapan
kau ada.
Berhentilah berputus asa,
berhentilah berputus asa.
Just listen to a song by Ran entitled Nyanyian Harapan, and for the next one, we are going to take you to learn Indonesian language in our program Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Biaya Sewa Kamar in the Cost, in English, Cost of Boarding House. Listen to this conversation about biaya sewa kamar in the cost, which means cost of boarding house. Kevin asked the housekeeper about the cost of boarding house rooms.
Berapa biaya sewa kamar di sini?
Mau kamar yang mana?
Yang ada kamar mandi di dalam berapa?
1.100.000 rupiah.
Kalau yang kamar mandi di luar berapa?
800.000 rupiah. Mau yang mana?
Saya ambil yang kamar mandi di dalam saja deh.
Oke.
Now I'm coming to introduce the vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Berapa, which means how much. Biaya sewa, which means rental cost. Kamar mandi di dalam, bathroom is inside. Kamar mandi di luar, bathroom is outside. Yang mana, which means which one. Berapa biaya sewa kamar di sini? Berapa biaya sewa kamar di sini? Which means, how much does it cost for a room here? Mau kamar yang mana? Mau kamar yang mana? Which means, which room do you want? Yang ada kamar mandi di dalam berapa? Yang ada kamar mandi di dalam berapa? Which means, how much does the cost for room with bathroom inside? Saya ambil yang kamar mandi di dalam saja. Saya ambil yang kamar mandi di dalam saja. Which means, I take the room with bathroom inside. In the conversation, Kevin asked the housekeeper, "Berapa biaya sewa kamar di sini?" Which means, "How much does the cost for a room here?" The question uses the word "berapa" in English, "how much." The word "berapa" is usually used if you want to ask about price. For example, "Berapa biaya sewa kamar di sini?" Which means, "How much does the cost for a room here?" In responding the question, it is usually followed by another question to ask for choice of rooms with an expression, "Mau kamar yang mana?" Which means, "Which room do you want?" In the conversation, the housekeeper of boarding house answers by mentioning the cost of the room, such as 1.100.000 rupiah, which means 1.100.000 rupiah. The housekeeper also asks Kevin about the room he chooses by saying, "Mau kamar yang mana?" Which means, "Which room do you want?" This expression is used to ask about the room choice. Besides being used to ask about price, the word "berapa," which means "how much," which is used to ask about amount of money. For example, "Berapa banyak kamar di sini?" Berapa banyak kamar di sini? Which means "how many rooms are available here?" Berapa orang yang in the cost di sini? Berapa orang yang in the cost di sini? Which means "how many people are boarding here?" Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Berapa biaya sewa kamar di sini?
Mau kamar yang mana?
Yang ada kamar mandi di dalam berapa?
1.100.000 rupiah.
Kalau yang kamar mandi di luar berapa?
800.000 rupiah. Mau yang mana?
Saya ambil yang kamar mandi di dalam saja deh.
Oke.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Untuk selamanya.
Listener, you've just listened to a song by Soundwave, Cinta Kita. And after this, let's listen to another Indonesian music in our program, Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a Keroncong song entitled Taman Laut, which describes the beauty and the wealth of undersea in Indonesia. As an archipelagic country, Indonesia has a lot of beautiful sceneries of undersea, which can amaze tourists. The song's writer of Taman Laut will be able to present the beauty of scenery of Indonesia's undersea to someone who listened to the song. Its cheerful rhythm makes the song more enjoyable. Listener, let's listen to Novita Indri in the Keroncong song, Taman Laut. Enjoy the song.
Of Indonesia.
Music. Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Sesaat waktu berhenti saat kau langkahkan kaki. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Bibirku membeku tak dapat berkata, karena cantik parasmu sungguh tiada celah.
Listener, thank you very much for joining our broadcast. After this, we still have a lot of information in our language programs, so make sure to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia and also send us your criticism or feedback to our email address voi@voinews.id. Have a nice day.
Ini terlalu lusa saat kita bertemu. Apakah ku akan mampu memiliki dirimu? Ku rasa ku telah jatuh hati padamu. Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Kaulah cahaya dunia, kaulah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Oh, ta-da-da-da. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna, you're the beauty.